lungs and brains and whatever else.
Get to work. Where is Saba Judge? Don't tell me where.
There we go. Let me get this again because you're sitting so far away. Go ahead. Haven't heard that for a while. The Mishnah is on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis Hakorah Sha'amru Rachava Kedei Lekabel Ariach. This Korah that we've been talking about, it has to be wide enough to hold an Ariach. Now, an Ariach is a Chatzi Leveina Shloshat Tvachim. The standard brick was a square, three talking squares. And Daya Lekorah Shtei Rachava Tefach. If you split the Leveina into two, you've got a Tefach V'Mechza by three Tvachim. Which is basically similar to our bricks, what we call bricks, or ariachs, chatzilavenas. And it's enough for a korah to be a tefach, which is weird, because I thought we just came out to tefach v'mechza. Last I checked, half of three was one and a half, not one. But it's enough, that I was going to ask, how do we get a tefach out of a tefach v'mechza? Kedei lekabel ariach l'rochavo. This way it can hold an ariach along the width of the korah, which, I mean, obviously doesn't match exactly. It'll be one and a half over the one, but somehow that's good enough. When we say rechava, yes, it has to be wide enough to kabel ariach, but it also has to be bri'ah, kidei lekabel ariach, be strong enough to hold an ariach. Rabbi Yehuda omer rechavah b'she'in bri'ah. It can be wide enough even if it's not strong enough, so that if it's made out of, let's say, kash or kanim, ruino taki'il hisha matechet. So ask yourself if this thing would be made out of matechet, would it be strong enough to hold an ariach that's efficient? Then ro'inota, if it's akuma, and if it's curved, and therefore can't hold in one place the ariach, because it doesn't have an area that you could balance the ariach on. Ro'inota kilo hipshuta. Imagine if it would be straight. Agula, if it's now round. You use a broomstick handle, let's say, for your korah. Obviously, you can't balance the ariach on it. But ro'inota kilo himurubat. Shave it down. And then if it's got a shear, if it's murubat, that's fine. And what is that shear? That shear is that a circumference of three tvachim gives you a rochav, gives you a radius of one tefach. So that for all halakhic purposes, pi equals three. Rashi says the reason that we need the rechava kedei lekabel ariach is because that way it looks like it's actually part of the binyan, because you could put on Levenim and continue to build up on the Mavoi so that people see this as a real simon of the continuation of the Mavoi. So it doesn't look like just something you threw up there. It looks like a petach for the Mavoi, and you're going to continue to build now.
The strength of the
stick? That's two different things. Strength and the width. Yeah.
And the appearance.
No.
The width gives the appearance of it.
Yeah, exactly. Tefach, wait a minute. How did half a Levena suddenly turn into a tefach? If a Levena is shloshat tefachim, then it has to be tefach u'mechza, right? So tefach u'mechza, boy. No, says the Gemara, because kiven the rachav lekabel tefach. Once it's wide enough to hold a tefach, the other chatzi tefach can be theoretically malbin lebetina mashu mihagisa mashu mihagisa. You can take half of that half a tefach sticking out on one side, half of the other half a tefach sticking out the other side, add a little bit of cement anyway, which you would do if you'd be building up, and it still looks like it's supposed to look, that it's part of the serious construction of the Mavui. That would be okay. It would stand. If you think about the Korah as needing to be strong enough to hold an Ariach, then that means that whatever is holding the Korah, assuming it's held in there by a peg or something, those Mamidei Korah, you might think, have to be strong enough to hold both the Korah and the Riach that would be on the Korah. Because we're looking at this whole thing as a serious attempt at construction. But that's not true. The ma'amidei korah enan tzrichin shehiyu b'riyin kedei lekabel the korah and the ariach. Whereas Rav Chista says it's not. Actually, you do need that. Echot zev. The korah itself has to be strong enough to hold the ariach. And the ma'amidei ha-korah have to be strong enough to kedei lekabel korah the ariach. Om Rav Sheshes. Hiniach korah agabei mavoi. If you want it to be very machmir, and you put up the korah on top of the mavui, and then, just to make sure that everybody notices, you take a machatzelet, schach lenetzach thing, and you hang it over the korah so that it's closing off the mavui, and you say, this is the ultimate chumrah, fantastic. Nobody could mistake this mavui for being Rishus HaRabim. You just ruined the whole thing. Because if it doesn't get to the ground within Shloshet Fachin, then you ruin your Korah because you don't see the Korah. And the Machatzelet is useless. So Korah in Kan, Mechitza in Kan. Korah in Kan, Da Mechase. You just covered over the Korah, the Chumrah, which took it away. And the Mechitza is not a kosher Mechitza. The Havila Mechitza Shagidim Bok Imba. Because even if you hold that the shear of Lavud is four, we'll see later on that when it comes to something that's on ground level, since it's penetrable by kids of all types, so if kids get into it, that's not called a mechitza at all. And memela, it's not a kosher mechitza, so you don't have anything. Not a heker, not a mechitza. Tun rabbonet, korah yotza mikotoze ve'ino noga'at bekotoze. Suppose you have a korah sticking out of the wall, but it doesn't hit the other wall. V'chein's a little bit short. V'chein shtei korot. Or you start off on either side. One comes out of one wall, one comes out of the other wall, but they don't hit each other in the middle. So think ahead. V'ino nog'ot. That's why you're using a Mac in this house, I assume.
But when they built the Trans-Canada Railway.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn to the east.
That's Canadians.
They got
that.
Didn't know
where the other
guy was. I thought they were Chinese.
V'ino nog'ot zo. So the shear is lovut. Pachot mishlosha in tzarich lavi korah acheret, shlosha tzarich lavi korah acheret. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, no, the shear of lavud is always arba'ah. So pachot mi arba'ah, as we've seen before, ein tzarich lavi korah acheret. Arba'ah, of course, it should say tzarich lavi korah acheret. V'chein shtei korot amati imot. Now, if you also have two parallel korot, neither of which is strong enough for an ariach, lo solo bezu kedei lekabel ariach. They don't have the proper shear for an ariach. Then what we can do is we can see if they're close enough that between them you could put an ariach on it by the rochav tefach. Then ain't tzarich lavi korah acheret. You're not tzarich lavi korah acheret. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, what do you need the rochav for? You should have the whole three tvachim. So he mekablot ariach lo orcho shlosha ain't tzarich lavi korah acheret. Now, how about virtually? Can you put them together virtually? In other words, suppose you have a chat lamala and a chat lamata. So now, can you also chavot romi them and say, well, we'll look at them as if they're on them. In other words, they're not on the same level. So two dimensionally, they're one next to the other. Unfortunately, this guy got confused. He had another dimension there in flat land. One is a little bit higher. But can we ignore the third dimension here? So it says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Sure, we can. We can be ro'in et el yonah kilu ilamata, but atachtona kilu ilamala. Why not just put them together?
In three or?
No, no shear. And of course, that's like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. Ro'in, you know, well, if you can imagine it that way, it's also good. Ubilvach te el yonah lamala me'asrim ama, shalo yite el yonah lamala me'asrim ama, v'tachtona lamata me'asara. As long as the upper one isn't too high to be a kosher korah, and the lower one isn't too low, can't be beneath 10, because that's the minimum shear of the malvun. Which means, as a by the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his dad, but only halfway. Because Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that we can take anything and we can be ro'in. Okay, so he holds about the ro'in, but if he held like his father all along, Rabbi Yehuda's machshir l'malam me'yasrim in the first Mishnah. So why did he say, as long as it's not l'malam me'yasrim? So memela, we see that he argues with his father about that part. So he holds like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, the eat le'ro'in, who holds of ro'in. But for legal bechadati, the Rabbi Yehuda sover lamalam yesrim, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda sover betoch esrim only, but lamalam yesrim no. Rabbi Yehuda amar rechava for pisha einabria. Now Rabbi Yehuda again, remember he was the one who was teaching Rav son Chia, so Rabbi Yehuda was teaching Chia barav kamei de Rav aliba the shita that it doesn't require to be bria. So he said rechava afa pisha einabria. Oh, Marley and Rob interrupted. He didn't get very far in this mission. You know, this is it. Tzorech l'may. No! Eno tzorech l'may. Rechava. No! Tzoricha l'yot bria. Wait. V'omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Rav Rechava, Arba'af, Apisheina bria. That as long as the Korah is four, talking why, it doesn't have to be strong. Yes, of course. Rechava, Arba'af, Shine. It's true that once it's four tefachim wide, at that point it makes the impact by virtue of its width, its presence. But in order for it to be present as part of the binyan of the mavui, when it's small, it needs to be strong enough to be taken seriously. So gravitas comes in many different ways. Haita shel kash. And the next piece is, and if it's made out of straw, I mean, what's the chiddush? We already said ro'in. Why do you have to tell me that if it's made out of straw, then imagine it would be made out of metal? That's no different than the other ro'in. Ah, no, no, no. It's not haynu ach. Because ma'al detemet mimina amrina. I could imagine that if, let's say it's made out of a light wood. You know, so you could say, if this were made out of a stronger species of wood, it would be strong enough to hold an ariyak. But since it's made out of balls of wood, so now it's going to fall. Okay, so pretend it's made out of oak. But to say to pretend it's made out of metal, maybe not. In other words, maybe you're limited by how much you say rowing. Therefore, the ma'al detemet bimina amrina, as long as it's at least the same species. Come, but lushalo bimina lo amrina, kamash malan. Akuma, and it can't now hold really an ariyach, or you know, takilo ipshuta. Isn't this also pshita? No, there's still a chiddush, you see, because the chiddush would be like Reb Zeir. Damar Reb Zeir, suppose he betocha mavui, vakmumieta chutz lemavui. Suppose it's curved out of the mavui. So now, you're going to say, imagine that it's straight, but the area that's out of the mavui isn't kosher to be added, no? Or if it's betocha esrim, and akmumita zamala miesrim. Or suppose, generally it starts above 10 tvachim, and it curves down into the area below tvachim. So what the Mishnah is being maramis to is Rebbe Zeir's pshat, ro'in. But over there, the ro'in is limited by lovehood. So ro'in koshi ilu yinatel akumi yato, if you would slice off the part that is akum, and now see what you got left. Is what's left less than 3 tvachim apart, the two edges, the kosher parts. So if ein bein zelazel shlosha, so as we said before, it's like a korah coming out from either side, and we imagine that it meets in the middle. But, so then ein tzarech lavi korah acheret. The in lav, however, if it doesn't come within the shiur of lavud, tzarech lavi korah acheret. Yeah, okay, no. What's the big chiddush with that? I mean, isn't that what ro'in means, essentially? What would I think that you didn't do lavud because it's a ro'in? Pshita. No, there's a chiddush. The chiddush is that the case of hibetoch amavui v'akmimiuta chutz l'mavui tzrichalei, because you see, you could have thought to yourself, now wait a minute, that case has a problem. The problem being that if I look at this thing, I may follow it out of the mavui. Because I'm looking at this as the korat, it's extending, it's bent outwards, out of the mavui, so maybe I should be choshesh, that I'll end up carrying outside of the mechitzot of the mavui. Obviously the korat doesn't create a mavui, it's only going to be work within the area of the mavui. So I may end up carrying along with it. Kamash malan, that's not a chashash.
Face me? Is it in his face?
No, this is not a lechi, this is a korah.
So I'm going to carry?
You'll carry, thinking, looking up, you'll think the mavui extended outwards. You won't realize it, because it's curved. Yeah. The next case we had is that if it's round, pretend that it's square. So that's the same thing. Hatulamali. I mean, so why do I need that? You said ro'in already. What's the chiddush of this ro'in? No, the chiddush over here is indeed not for that part. The chiddush is for the value of pi that the Mishnah gives. Seifa itztrichale. It's a nice, calm day in the Rova for Chag HaSukkot. It comes to teach me. Kol sheyesh be'akefa shlosha tvachim yesh bo rachav tefach. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that you should ignore the real value of pi, and you should take 3 as the correct value. Why? Because you're allowed, la halacha, to take 3 as the value of pi. You don't need to be more medayik than that. And so this is how the Torah teaches us to view pi. How do we know this? Minonimili. Amr Yochel and Amr Akra. It's actually a pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech built his Yam Shal Shlomo. So Vayas et HaYam Mutsak. He had this Yam that was poured out there. It was Eser Ba'ama, Misvato Atzvato. It was 10 Amot radius, from one end to the next. Agol Saviv, completely round. V'chamesh Ba'ama Komato, 5 Amot tall. V'kav Shloshim Ba'ama Yisovoto Saviv. And it had a circumference of 30 Amot. So that means that the Torah is telling you that the relationship of the circumference to the radius is 3. So it's giving us a value in the pasuk of 3. I'm sure you've heard the remez in the pasuk to the true value of pi. Yeah. The true value of pi. I'm sorry, I said radius. Sorry, diameter. So if the diameter is 10, so then the circumference is 30. The real value of pi is beautifully merumez in the pasuk, because it doesn't say the kav saviv. That's how we pronounce it, the creed. The ksiv is vikava saviv. If you take a look at the relationship of the value of kavat to kav, which is 111 over 106, and you multiply the given value of pi, which is 3, by 111 over 106, you come out to pi correct to 5 decimal points, which is astounding.
Wow.
It's really amazing. Take a look at your calculator. To see it come up is just
astounding.
You have a calculator? It's amazing.
The
Korean C. Just do it easy. 333. Multiply the 3 times the 111. Divided by 106.
333 divided by?
The correct value is kava, which is 111. Read it.
3.1415.
Weird. Yeah. That's an
old. At the same time, not at all surprising.
What's that?
Not at all surprising.
Well, it's pretty shocking. It was written in the pasuk kava, which is 111. Kufav hey, and it's red kav. So it's telling you to treat it lahalacha differently than what it really is, just like a Korean ektiv. You take the value of 111 over 106, and that's the correct value, multiply the given value, which is 3, by that.
Now, there's 111 is to 106, the way 3
is. That's 3, here's the real value of that. Divide 333 by 106. 3 times 111. Multiply. Multiply 111 over 106 times 3. Okay. Anyway, so therefore the Torah is telling us to use a value of 3 for pi. But wait a minute. You're ignoring the thickness of the wall. I mean, you're talking about how wide the Yamshar Shlomo is, but what about the thickness of the wall, Aika Svato? I mean, maybe this is not a standard measurement. But it was made out of metal. It was Svato. Svat Perach Shoshan Ktiv Bey. It says over here that it was basically very thin, like a perach shoshan, because that it says va'aviot tefach usvato kemase kos perach shoshan. It actually says kemase svat kos perach shoshan alpaim bat yachil, and it held 2,000 bat. Okay, fine, but I mean a mashu is important. You can't ignore the thickness of the side. V'ayika mashu, true. Okay, forget about it. Kika choshu migavoyika choshu. The value that is given is of the space, not of the taking from the outside, literally. In other words, if you took the circumference in the inside of the kos shoshan, perach shoshan, you get 30. Tanya Rebbe Chiya, Yam sha'asa Shlomo, hayah machzik 150 mikvet ayra. You could put 150 kosher mikvahs of arba'im sa'ah apiece into the Yam sha Shlomo. How does that work? Mikvet. Mikvah kamahani, how many sa'a does a mikvah hold? Okay, we know that's arba'im sa'a. Kiretanya, we darshan the pasuk v'rachatz b'mayim et kol b'saro. So b'mayim, as we darshaned earlier, the main mikvah. It has to be mayim that is all connected together. Otherwise, well, how do you keep it as a mayim? It must be in a container all gathered. And that has to be in a mikvah, in an area in which it's contained. Kol b'saro means that it's mayim shkogufo olabahem. You have to be able to fit in your entire body at one time. B'kamahein, what's the standard measurement for a human to get into the water to be completely covered? Ama al ama barum shalosh amot. Well, that's important to remember here. We're dealing with 3 cubic amot. And shiaru chachamim mei mikvah arba'im sa'a. And that comes out, as the chachamim analyzed, 3 cubic amot equals 40 sa'a. So now, if you take a look at the Yam Shel Shlomo, Kama Havilahu, we're going to pretend for a moment that the Yam Shel Shlomo was a square, because it gives us a measurement of a diameter of 10. If it had spoken in terms of radii, it would have been easier, but we got confused for a minute. So let's assume for a moment that we look at it the way it would be if it were a square, because, of course, this is the easiest way for the Gemara to get to the real value anyway, because it teaches us the halachic values of the relationship of the diameter of a square to the measurement of the circumference of a circle, which is important.
The hypotenuse of a square?
The hypotenuse of a square to the diameter, right, of the circle is just 3 to 4 halakhically, because we ignore again the square root of 2 and the different values of pi to get in a relationship of 3/4. So to start us off, we'll do like this. The Yam Shel Shlomo was 5 amot tall by 10 amot wide. That's 500 cubic amot, right? Assuming it were square, of course. That's 500 cubic amot. This was one amma by three amot, and this is five. This is the 10 amot instead of the one, and it's five. So that's 500. And we said in one by three, we have 40 saw. So each three cubic amot equals one kosher mikvah. So obviously in 450 cubic amot, you get yourselves 150 kosher mikvahs. And yet for some reason, here we have supposedly a virtual Yam Shel Shlomo that holds 500 square amot, which is significantly more than the 450 which was needed for the 150 kosher mikvahs. So ask the Gemara, now wait a minute. If this is true, how much does that equal in terms of cubic amot? The Yam Shel Shlomo was 500 garmidi, and figure letlat me'ah me'ah, so 300 is now 100 kosher mikvahs. For the me'ah b'chamishim that's left is would be 50 kosher mikvahs, so that's 450, gives you kosher, 150 kosher mikvahs. And this is 500. How does that add up? So then barba me'ah b'chamishim sagi. Would have been enough to have only 450 cubic amot, and this has 500 cubic amot. So why did you say it only holds 150 mikvahs? Yeah, but you forgot something. I mean, the Yam Shel Shlomo was a circle. You just created an analysis of the volume of the square Yam Shel Shlomo. So hani mili bi ribua, but the Yam Shel Shlomo was argol. Okay, fine. Even if that's true, still let's see. Mirde, kama miruba yeter al ha'argol. How much more is the multiplier of a square over a circle? Well, if lamaisa you're multiplying by three as pi, in the square you multiplied obviously by 4. So that means that you've got a relationship of 3 to 4. Instead of multiplying 4 times to get the square amot, you should only have multiplied 3 times. Okay, so then why don't we just subtract in volume terms 1 quarter? So instead of having 500, so kama miruba yetra la ago, revia. Okay, so now arba mea, so for 400 we really only have 300. That's 100 mikvahs. Okay, fine, 100 mikvahs. And then we're left with the virtual extra 100, which wasn't really extra 100, it was only 75, so we have to take 25. So for the extra 100, now you're going to have esrim v'chamisha. Okay, so take off 100 from the 400 and 25 from the 100. Uh-oh. So then, ani me'av esrim v'chamisha. I thought we needed 450 in order to get 150 mikvahs tiras times 3 cubic amot. 3 times 150 is 450, and now we took our supposed 500, reduced it by 25%, and came out with only 125. What do we do? So we only have 125 mikvahs. Ah, the answer is simple. Tani Rami Bar Choma, the Yam Shaos or Shlomo wasn't entirely round. The Shalosh Amot Taktonot were Merubaot. The bottom three of the five were square. And the way that you can obviously see that from the Pasuk is because analyzing the Pasuk that we brought before, it says, Ta'am mutzak misvato atzvato agol saviv. So only the safa, now the safa, remember, is the decorative top to a kli, where the kli itself doesn't share that decorative svat. So the svato saviv was indeed the perach shoshan and so on. But the actual kli of the Yam Shel Shlomo was a square yam. It just came up on top into this safa. So that makes it. And you'll notice, yeah. Talking about a nice size swimming pool here. And as a matter of fact, the Chamesh Bamakomato comes before the Kaf Shoshim Bamayisovato Saviv here. Sometimes it interrupts, basically, to tell me that we're dealing with two different elements of the Yam Shel Shlomo. So therefore, we've got to add the full amount of the square underneath. So therefore, we end up with the 150 mikvot if we have three, which is three times, again, taking it down to, which is four times three amot. So that, because we have three amotai, rather, by 10. So that indeed was 300. And the remaining two, we have to multiply only by three, not by four, which gives us another 150, and therefore we have the 150 mikvahs tires. Now, how do you know that, says the Gemara? Maybe instead of that way, I mean, okay, I understand I can't just invert it to say the bottom two and the upper three, Mihi de ipcha lo matzit amri, because obviously it's giving us the safat, svato ago ktiv. I mean, that clearly means that it's the upper edge that is less. So it's got to be the upper two, not the bottom. The bottom two being square on the upper three, because then it's not the secondary safa. So that I understand. I can't say that. But how do we know there was two? Maybe, maybe you had only one that was ago. Because the safat being decorative could have been less than two also. And then you would have more than 150 mikvahs. So, I mean, they're sort of jumping to conclusions, right? If you have 150 mikvahs. Says the Gemara, no, I'm not jumping to conclusions at all. You forgot that the Yam Shel Shlomo was measured in terms of how much mayim it held. It said here, Alpayim Bat Yachil, that the Yam Shel Shlomo held 2,000 bat. 2,000 bat only fits into the Yam Shel Shlomo if we do it this way. Three on the bottom, square, two on the top, round. Why? Because Lo Sakadaitach, that it was the other way around. Dichtiv, Alpayim Bat Yachil. How much is a bat in terms of a sa'a? Bat kamahavye, shalosh sa'in. Each bat is three sa'a. Because it says beferish, ma'asar habat min hakor. One tenth of the bat comes from the core. So it means, in other words, a bat is one tenth of a core. A core being shloshim sa'a gives you three sa'a per bat. If you have three sa'a per bat, then obviously you're going to end up with 150 mikvahs to hire, as if you need 30 sa'a. 40 saw in each mikvah. Well, yes, it's true, but this way we could connect the shape correctly. So therefore, the havelo shita alfe giruye, which means that you've got altogether 6,000 cubic amot in order to make this work out. But 6,000. Wait a minute.
6,000
saw. Sorry. So I thought it says machzik batim shloshet alafim. Wait a second here. It says in a different pasuk. The pasuk contradicts itself. It says 3,000 yachil, and in that first pasuk it said alpayim bat yachil. How do you explain that? No. That's ahu legudsha. That's referring to the godesh. In other words, we give one set of volumes for a kli that holds liquid, and we relate that to the same kli if it were holding solids. How high could you fill it? Because you fill it to godesh over the edge.
A heaping measure.
Right, the heaping measure is the solid volume. Omer Abaye Shmamina Haigutsha Tlatahabe. From here we see that the Godesh is one third of the total, because this is 3,000 to 2,000. And Vitzananami, the truth is we can derive this from a Mishnah. The din is that a Kli Eitz that is too large to carry around without breaking is not Mekabel Tuma, because we compare it to Sak. Just like Sak is Batal to Malagareka. Eitz is put in the same pasuk as sak, and therefore it has to be metal to malagareka. The Mishnah, based on that, tells us that a shida teva umigdal kaverta kash vekaverta kanim ubor svina alexandrit. If you have large wooden kalim, such as a stagecoach or a large container box or a dresser or the kaveret shape that we saw was so back in Shabbat, that was made out of kashim or kanim. And the Bor Svina Alexandrit was a watertight, sweet water holder that they would put into boats, which would carry around water for them if they're going on saltwater expeditions. Alpha Pishyeshlem Shulaina, they may have flat bottoms, and therefore you think of a perfectly kosher kaling. If they're Machzik Arba'im Sa'a Belach, which are Kuraim B'Yavesh, which is 60 Sa'a. So I mean 60 Sa'a Yavesh is the equivalent now of the 40 Sa'a dry, wet, which is a relationship of shlish, the 3,000 to the 2,000. They're tahorin because they're not metatim olivarekam, which is basically the same thing that the posuk is telling us by giving two measurements, one of the 2,000, one of the 3,000.
It depends on the shape.
Yeah, it means...
Of course.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The Gemara talks about that. It's not important here so much.
I mean, they're not metatim olivarekam?
Yeah. So you can't carry them around because they're not... They're too large to carry.
That's the
shear that Chachamim gave. Yes.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Wow, that's almost as good as a shofar. L'chayayin sha'amru. Now, as far as the lechis are concerned, we talked about the korahs and the resha of the Mishnah, the Sabajash's first Heilige Mishnah, and now we'll talk in the seif of the Mishnah, one Mishnah, about the l'chayayin, about the lechis. Now, the lechis, that's strange, because by the korahs, it doesn't say the korahs, it says the korah. And here it says the lechis. Uh-oh. So the lechis that we're talking about, they need to be 10 tefachim high, and they could be any rochav or ovi, kosher. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, finally we get to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, we know all about him because we found out that Rebbe held like Rabbi Yossi, we were talking about the Pasei Chatzerot before. So Rabbi Yossi holds, no, a lechi has to be 3 tefachim high. Says the Gemara, so when it says the lechis in plural, lechayayin she'omru, does this mean that the Tana is now giving us a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Eliezer, who was a Shita that said a Movui requires 2 lechayayin, one on either side? So Lema Tanan Stomach Rebbe Eliezer de Omer lechayayin be'inan? Says the Gemara, no. When it says lechayayin, it means lechayin, basically. The lechis in the world. Oh yeah, so why did it say Korah? In the beginning of the Mishnah, it should have said Korahs of the world unite. So it could have talked about Korot, and then my Korot, Korot the Amma.
Maybe it's like deer.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Antelope.
Harkika Amma. We had a discussion about meat. So, Harkika Amma. Otan lechayim, shenech lekubem, reb liyezer v'chachami. Those lechis, which were the subject of Figmach Locus, as to whether they were or not anyway, what is the shear of them? They are Govanas Ratavim Rachman Avyan Bikosher. Now, when you say kosher, I mean, obviously you can't mean literally kosher, because there needs to be at least a heker over here. What is a kosher? Toni Rabchia Afilu Kechuta Sarbal. Even like the thick chut that's used to tie the collar of a rain baguette, to tie it tight, that's also good enough for a lechi. Tana, Asa Lechi Lechatzi Mavui, Eno Lechatzi Mavui. If you put your lechi in the middle of your mavui, you can only carry up to the lechi. Yeah, pshita, I mean, so what's the chiddush in that? But the chiddush is that yesh lo chatzi mavui. That's the way we should have said it. In other words, you put a lechi chatzi mavui, yesh lo chatzi mavui. That's also pretty pshita, isn't it? Well, not really, because ma detem lechish tu mati lishtamushi bekulei. I mean, putting a little invisible lechi almost in the middle of a mavui, where nobody's going to even realize, that's the lechi? For the mavui, which is 10 amas down? I mean, there must be something over there. I'll use the whole mavui. Your mashmon? You don't have to worry. Anywhere in the middle? Yeah. Because I might think I'll end up carrying the whole mavui. It'll never occur to me that this is the heter of the mavui here. Your mashmon, it's not a problem. Oh, my brother. Asa lechi the mavui the higibio minakarka shlosha. Suppose you have the lechi, but it's not attached to the ground. It's 3 tvachim above the ground. Or hifligo minakoto shlosha. It's 3 tvachim away from the wall. Lo asava lo klum. Even according to Rav Gamliel, don't think that according to Rav Gamliel, who holds that lavud is 4 tvachim, that you can get away with that in having the lechi come within 4 tvachim of the ground. He didn't say it in this case. Why? Because hanimil lemala, where you don't have things penetrating your virtual wall, then you can use your imagination. But when you have things penetrating him, your imagination breaks down. First time the kids crawl under the sukkah wall is when it no longer seems to be much of a wall for you. And therefore it's a mechitzah shagdiyim bokim ba, the kids get under that wall. And there Loka Omar, he never suggested that you can virtualize a non-childproof wall.
Children? Kids or kids?
Well, no, this is kids' kids.
That's what I mean. But
they act the same way.
Yeah.
Rav Yossi omer rachvan shlosha tvachim, you need it to be 3 tvachim. Om Rav Yossi, Om Rav Yudah, Om Shmuel, in Aloha Rav Yossi, we don't paskin like Rav Yossi. Not about the case of Hilmi, where Rav Yossi said that you're not allowed to make the Hilmi, the mixture of the Meimela, you know, the water and salt on Shabbat, which he held that's the equivalent now of making something, this mixture on Shabbos, and therefore it's not salt and water. The Lobeluch Hayayim, we don't paskin like him on the Lechi deal either, that you need 3. You did tell us this when it came to Hilmi. This was before you forgot your learning. You originally taught us this, but you only told us the halacha is not like Rav Yossi beHilmi. But you never said the halacha is not like Rav Yossi beLechis. And really, what was the difference? Maishna beHilmi, remind me. Because the Hilmi, the Rabbanan argued on him, so it was against the Rabbi. Yeah, but Lechayayinami pleager Rabbanan, so I'm asking you to explain the difference. Well, lechi is different because since we found out that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, how did we find that out with the whole sugya of Mavui Katan that was nifritz of Mavui Gadol, and the difference between them was 1 amma, 10 amot to 11 amot. And we said the only way that that works out is if you needed three tefachim on either side. Why would you need three tefachim on either side? Must be the Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Yossi, that the shear of a lechi is indeed three tefachim. Mm-hmm. So since Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Yossi, so we Paskin like him when it came to lechi. That's how you said it originally. Rav Lechumi matni hachi, I'm Rebbe Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel, Barshilat Mishmei de Rav, in halachic Rebbe Yossi, lo, the Elmi velo belechayai. So here, Rav Lechumi said over that Rav paskined against Rav Yossi in lechis and in hilmis. Omale Amrit, did you really stand by that? You say that? Omale, what? Me? Never. Lo, wow, what are you talking about? Because he had changed his mind. And, you know, you never want to get caught by the hobgoblin of little minds, you know, so you just deny ever having said it. Omar Rava Elohim, I swear to God, I'm right. Of course he said it. V'gamirna lamina, I even learned it from him. And that's the way I was mekabel from him. I see he changed his mind. My time of God, I mean, why is he changing his mind? Because you don't stand up against Rabbi Yossi, because we have a klal that Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo, and nimuko, of course, has gotten translated because of this klal into the modern Hebrew of a nimuk. When I give a nimuk, it means my reasoning. So nimuko imo meant his reasoning is clear, whereas actually nobody knew what nimuko meant when it was originally said in the Gemara. Rashi says nimuko imo means his nim and kav. So nim is a clear definition, numale, so it's a, you bring it from the Aramaic, nami, and kav is clear, straight. So nimuko, his nim and kav is with him, which turned into the modern nimuk, the given nimuk. Yeah, this is, you could join the academy and make it something else, but meanwhile we'll live with the common usage. So nimukoimo, and therefore we don't want to argue against Rabbi Yossi, and you need three tefachim, and you can't make your hilmi.